got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's a raining day in L.A. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Raining all over this world. But it's nice. You can get involved by calling 888-77-Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. It is amazing. And it's for those who really want to know themselves and they want to know what the real deal is. Know thyself is the beginning of eternal life. So for those people, it's not for everybody. Most people don't want to know themselves. I do understand that, and that's just fine, really. Stay in your hell. Stay in it. You have a right to stay in misery. And no one has a right to get mad at you or try to force you to come out of your hell. No one. Amazing, huh? So the biblical question is for those people that want to come out. How do you know when you are supporting Christ? Approaching Christ, not supporting. How do you know when you are approaching Christ? How do you know? I want to know. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast, and you still can listen on your phone, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. is to get it off your chest, Friday. It is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself, Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I'm sorry. Relax.
Welcome to the circus.
Video from the morning of September 24th shows the moments an inbound and Judah train came barreling out of the Sunset Tunnel near DuBose Park at 50 miles per hour.
I'm sorry. Relax.
Can you confirm that I just kissed your sneakers? This is
true. No, stop.
To leave behind the things of this world.
What a mess. That's my first time seeing that. They could maybe put that together. Thank you, Nick. A spiritual battle, huh? So I was out of town yesterday. I had to go over to Texas, and I was a guest on the Pearly Show. It was amazing. At Pearly Things on X. You can follow her there. At Pearly Things on X. It was well done. It was amazing. It was fun. It was nice. We'll let you know when she's going to air it. And so I was over there yesterday. I don't know what you're telling me now, Nick. You're confusing me.
I'm just saying, Pearl, we went to go do the Pearl thing, and the show specifically is called The Sit Down. You were on The Sit Down with Pearl.
Oh, but it's called the Pearly thing, right? On X. The Pearly thing on X.
Yeah, that was correct. Don't worry about that.
Okay, but then you threw in, you were on the show called The Sit Down. I thought I did a second show there.
No, you were telling them that her X account, and that was correct.
So. Oh, okay. And so can they fire her on Sit Down, too?
Correct.
Something called Sit Down?
The Sit Down.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be on that.
The Pearly the Sit Down.
Right.
The Pearly the Sit Down. So look that up on YouTube. The Pearly the Sit Down. Is that what it's called?
Just The Sit Down. Oh. Pearl runs that show.
Well, thank you all for messing that one up for me. I was already nervous. What the? So we'll let you know when it's going to air. It was amazing. The weather was perfect in Texas on yesterday. And then I had one concern. I knew that the government shutdown was affecting travels. And so I didn't want to travel because of that reason. Because I didn't want to be stuck in some airport and going or returning. But thank God, God is good. Everything went fine. I'm coming back, it was delayed for about 10 minutes at best, 15 at best. But everything went fine. The traffic was flowing, at least for us. It was fine. Amazing. And thank you, Hake, for sitting in on the Jesse Lee Peterson show yesterday. And Billy, the engineer, who is, because he doesn't engineer a lot, forgot how to do it. But thank you, Bill. What the? And so we'll let you know about at Pearly Things, right, on X. Amazing. I hear that Hate did a nice job. And I also hear that my producer is going to heaven, and he knows it without a doubt. He know he's going to heaven. He said yes. Right on, Derek. He black. So apparently, the shutdown is over. President Trump ended it. And I'm not surprised that he ended it, but it's over. And the Republicans, thanks to the great white hope, is still functioning. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, though, the Republican Party itself would not be any different than the Democratic Party. Remember when the Democrats were running it? The Republican and the Democrats were one. And so there's still right-o Republicans in there, and they're just following Trump because they're afraid not to. So you better be grateful for the great white hope. And you better hope he win again, that he should run again and win. 43-day shutdown was the longest government shutdown in the history of this country. But no other Republican would have had the nerve to do that, the audacity, but Donald Trump. You can't challenge Donald Trump. He's like, what the? So that was according to CBS News, the longest shutdown. In Newsweek is reporting President Donald Trump signed a Senate and House approved GOP funded bill that ended the nation's longest government shutdown. Watch this from the White House and WKRN.
So with all of that, I just want to tell you the country has never been in better shape. We went through this short-term disaster with the Democrats because they thought it would be good politically. And it's an honor now to sign this incredible bill and get our country working again.
Right on. Amazing.
All right, welcome back. The government is now reopened after what was the longest shutdown in U.S. history.
But now states are scrambling to send full SNAP food benefits to millions of people.
And to Kellen Mark, those millions were forced to make do with little to no assistance the past few weeks. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issued new guidance Thursday saying, quote, state agencies must take immediate steps to ensure households receive their full November allotments promptly. In some states where SNAP recipients received nothing during November, officials say they are working to load money onto people's benefit cards by today.
Amazing. Over 40 million lazy people are receiving free government handouts. And they're not free because they're costing us, the taxpayers, the working class. 40 million. Is that everybody? It sounds like everybody, huh? How many people in the country? What the? And then Mondami made them a promise that he vote for him. He's going to give them even more so. And they voted for him. So I'm being told there's around 330 million in the U.S. Amazing. So, you're getting your free money and free food and free everything. You're never going to work. Why do you have to go to work? You're getting it free. It's free for you, but not for us. What the? And it's just creating people who feel so entitled. They think you owe them something. And if you don't give it to them, they're going to rob, steal, and take whatever they want and dare you to complain about it. And I wonder if these are the type of people that who are receiving SNAP. They call SNAP. SNAP. WBBJ 7 News. Video taken at a Kroger, located on West University Parkway in Jackson, Tennessee, appears to show four individuals involved in a physical altercation near the produce section. I used to work in the produce section when I worked for Better Food Market. They're not around anymore. Watch this from WBBJ 7 News.
And an incident at a local grocery store raises concerns for shoppers. We receive reports of an altercation inside the Kroger located on West University Parkway in Jackson. This video taken at the scene Sunday appears to show four people involved in a physical altercation near the produce section. We reached out to Kroger for more information regarding the incident. And in a statement, Kroger says, quote, "At Kroger, safety is our top priority, and we are working with local law enforcement to help with this investigation," end quote. We've also reached out to Jackson Police, but have not received a response.
What a mess! What's wrong with the blacks? One thing about blacks, they'll fight anywhere. They don't mind. Ain't no shame in that game. A mess. Amazing, huh? At Kroger. Why are you going to fight at Kroger? Amazing. Here's another fight at Kroger in Nashville from WSLS 10.
Is this real life?
Amanda Cook got out her phone just as a jug of juice flew past her in line at the grocery store.
Whoa.
Once the juice started flying, I was like, oh, this is good. Maybe ketchup? Bread? I know bread.
She watched in disbelief as the contents of a bystander's grocery bag were chucked across the checkout counter.
It escalated really quickly, so then it created like literally a grocery fight.
Cook was waiting in line with her three-year-old when a fight broke out between the cashier and two customers.
The customer threw the juice first, and then the cashier reached down and got the groceries that the man had already bought and was throwing them back at the customer.
Kroger simply calling it an unfortunate incident.
It was kind of funny because no one got hurt or anything, but my child is, like, traumatized. And thank God they
How
didn't
about
have a gun
the
or
customer's
knife or something.
Always right. Do they still have that? The customer's already right, so that way you can't throw the stuff back at them. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. So you got these women at Kroger. The first fight we saw, they're just pouncing on each other, right in the middle of the floor. The fat woman got, fighting women, got knocked down. They knocked her out. And then the other one, they at the grocery checkout line, and apparently something happened there where the customer got mad and threw the food at the clerk. The clerk picked it up and threw it back at her. I'm like, what's wrong with the blacks? And normally, when I was growing up, we were told the customer's always right. That's out the window now. So what I recommend, lay your weapon down. Lay your weapon down. What normally should happen when the customer threw the ketchup or whatever it was at the lady, she should have just laid it down, all right, and then let the boss or somebody handle it. I want my country back. Lay the juice down. Lay the ketchup down. What's the matter with you, baby? What's the matter? What did I go wrong? Do you really want to know? I want to know what's the matter with you, babe. You know you done me wrong. Sorry, I didn't mean no harm. Oh, baby, can I have my ketchup back? What the? My country is not coming back. It's done. And I never imagined that my country, sweet home America, could end. But it has. And it ain't coming back. and they're making sure it doesn't come back. The enemy of good. They know exactly who to put in charge. They know exactly the words to say. They know exactly how to bring fear and anxiety onto you and worry so that you feel handicapped and won't do anything about it. It's amazing how the mind works. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And you believe your thoughts, which are not your own. And then you think you create the thoughts. So I cannot tell you the number of times on the fallenstate.tv, on this show, in the speeches or talks I give, Sunday morning fellowships, I ask you, do you create your own thought? Yeah. You create your own thought. Yes. Give me the three steps of how you start and create a new thought. They come on their own. They just come. I don't know where they come, but they just come. So why do you think you create them if they just come about? This is why you really, really, really need to know yourself so you can see what's going on. And when you see and you have an explanation, that's it. You don't need it anymore. An explanation, all that you need. But most people will not, ain't not, going not to get to know themselves. They are not going to do it because they think they already know themselves. And they do not understand that anyone who are into thoughts are living in a prison. You're in a prison. And the thought don't want anything or any higher being or anything to interrupt that. All thoughts think that they're right. And then they fight. Have you noticed that human beings fight one another because they all think that they're right? They all think the same thing. And if you challenge them and you dare not to think like them, you become an enemy. The thoughts are just not like that at all. Amazing. 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. JESSE. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
Hey, thank you for sitting in yesterday.
Of course. But of course. You know, I like this contrast. Blue and orange look great together. Because and orange are complementary colors. Black people look good against orange. And also, it's a nice contrast because you fill out your shirt. And my shirt's kind of baggy on me. And you're black and I'm white. Your background is light. Mine is dark.
And your shirt, so if you can see this shirt in person, it's so bright, I need glasses.
Yeah, I look like a Caltrans worker.
I was about to say, look like you're about to go to work on the chain gang.
Yeah.
Remember when they had the chain gang?
Oh, yeah. And you look cool. They look like they fit funny. They sit funny on your head.
This is
he does look like the cop. He looks like the new Terminator cop, or a new one that should be there.
This thing was keeping me from putting them on all the way.
Nice. Okay, so for the audio podcast listeners,
is that better?
JLP is wearing them. Yes. No, they're kind of high. Can you lower them a little bit?
My nose too big.
Oh, okay. JLP is wearing American flag wire-rimmed sunglasses.
America first.
The lenses have American flags, dim American flags on printed on them, but he can see through them.
Yes. And now the brightness of that yellow shirt, orange shirt, it calmed down a little bit. I can see clearly now.
Right on.
Amazing.
So someone bought three coffees. That was fun, by the way. And shout out to Bill, the engineer who manned the board.
Right on.
Yesterday, he did an amazingly interesting, funny job.
He did it bad. Don't blame Bill.
He was definitely probably a conversation piece in the chat.
He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
I told everybody that he set up that whole thing, but he doesn't know how to run it like Nick does.
I know the engineer set it up, but because he had done it a long time, he's forgotten.
Yeah, and then there's other stuff that Nick has developed that he never even knew about.
Oh, yeah.
And then Derek put together an interesting packet. Shout out.
Derek said that he's going to heaven.
Mm-hmm. All you got to do is read verse 11. Don't just stop at 9 and 10 of 1 Corinthians.
So just read the Bible, then. When you read the Bible, you know you're going to heaven.
That's right.
Okay.
That was 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. Anyway.
Derek said, oh, yeah. Okay.
On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, someone bought three. Does a renewed mind have thoughts?
No. Well, it has higher thoughts. But I don't want to say that because right away your mind going to make you think it's the same type of, they're the same type of thoughts that you have on a lower level of thinking. That's not it. There's nothing like that. And the lower level of thinking hate the higher level of thinking. And that's why it works overtime to prevent you from staying present with the higher thought, the higher level of thinking. Really, it's mind-blowing to fight that. The lower-level thinking dies to keep you away from the higher thinking, unintelligent thinking from high above. Amazing. Thank you.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jason, the lads, can you believe how much President Trump, I call him Big Daddy Trump, is doing? He's only been in a year. He's here, there, and everywhere. Come on, James. What manner of man is this?
The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king, and they rally for the king around the world. Some people call him daddy. I call him the great white hope. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out. Thank you, as always, sir, Danny. Someone bought three coffees. Hey, guys, fellow mother and father forgiver here. Saved my life. No anger left. Eternally grateful for your advice. Now for my question. I understand why you guys go after Islam, and you should. Just wondering why you halt at criticism of Jews. When someone does this, you seem to turn it around and say, we're just as evil as the Jews. But with Islam, it's different. The reason I ask is because high-level Jews openly say they hate white Western culture, and they want to... He goes on and on and on. I read this yesterday. And I responded to it, and he's explaining how they support the mass immigration of all the POCs here, the colored people, against the whites into these countries. So he's asking, while both are possessed, they use Islam as their puppet, says someone.
Keep it pimping. I forgot the question. What's the primary question?
How come you criticize Islam, but you stop people from criticizing the Jews?
Well, I don't know if we stop them from criticizing. I just say don't hate them. And as long, I mean, there's nothing wrong with disagreeing with it, even though Israel's our ally over there in the country. I mean, in that part of the world. But you can disagree with it, but just don't hate. Because that's what the blacks are doing with the whites, and you see what happened with them. It's never good to be angry, but you can disagree, just don't hate. And I'm not saying that all the criticism is due to hate either. I'm just saying don't hate. Amazing, and, thank you.
And we'll read the rest later, guys.
Let me take a quick break already. What the? Thank you. When I come back, your phone calls, and we're going to finish the Super Chats. Back in a quick moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. and we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Pachi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Pachi's coffee. Okay, welcome back. 888-777-5773. Rundown for today. Right after my show, The Hake. H-A-K-E, The Hake Report.com. The guy with the good hair, E. White. And if you have not heard The Hake Report yet, you owe it to yourself to listen to The Hake Report. And then after The Hake Report, brand new episode today. It's Friday. A brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. A very, very Mamma Mia Comatelli Vu conversation with Father Daniel Brandenburg. Is Brandenburg a Jewish name too?
I'm not sure. Oh, it says okay. Berg, and Berg. I don't know if that's always Jewish, but that's B-U-R-G.
Oh, okay.
I know B-E-R-G as Jewish.
Oh, there you go. Hate said maybe. He is an author, Catholic priest, and he has a brand new book called Leader Like No Other. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you a sinner?
Totally. This morning, I got mad at someone. I said a little, choice word.
Did you have your collar on at the time?
I did. Yeah. Makes it even worse.
What? You said earlier that Jesus was God.
He doesn't say the words, I am God, but he says, I am. That's why they wanted to kill him. They considered it blasphemy.
Would you ever follow a woman?
Yes.
Right.
Would you?
No. What? No. How can you be a priest and gonna follow a woman? What the? Oh, I guess if you follow the Pope, you follow a woman. But it's an interesting conversation, and you can support the Fallen State right there by becoming a member on the YouTube channel there, or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then after that, are you doing your show today?
Yep.
Anchor Baby? The Anchor American Anchor Baby. He's flying high. You flying today?
You know it.
He's flying high. Not off fentanyl, not off pot, but natural energy given to him by God. By God. The same energy the Great White Hope has. The same energy the Great White Hope has. The American Anchor, baby, right after the Fallen State. .tv. Amazing, huh? You don't want to miss it. And then Sunday Morning Fellowship for all. All are invited to the fellowship. Come on down. Doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/show. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. So if you're not in the L.A. area, somewhere around near, you can watch it live as it is happening live by going to rebuildingdemand.com/church. Amazing. Let me go to the busy phones. Let me go to Todd out of Minnesota. Todd, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing this morning?
All is well, Todd.
Good. I just want to talk to you a little bit about Jesus. You know, Jesus is the bread of life. He said in the Bible, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And this bread, there's evidence that this bread contains cannabis and psilocybin mushrooms. There's evidence in the Torah. It says that they were picking the manna. Listen to this, Jesse. They were picking the manna, which is described as being small and round and appearing on the face of the wilderness when the dew lifts in high humidity after a rain. So they're describing mushrooms. This is the manna. And, but anyways, it says that they dried it and ground it into flour. They used mortars and ground it into flours, and they made bread. They made mushroom bread out of the mushroom fine flour. And
are you one of the guys that believe that you can know God by getting high?
It's an absolute fact that that's the only way to get the one true God. It's the only way to know the one true God of the Bible.
Todd, calm down.
It's a fact. It's a fact, buddy. You just don't realize
it because
I can educate you. Yeah, we can communicate.
Bye, Todd. I'm trying to communicate, and you're acting like Tony from California. Overly intense. You cannot know God by getting high. You can think you know God by getting high. Because you're high, the devil's going to tell you, you feel like you know God. You know God, you're high. And I've noticed that how is it that you can know God and you get that intense right away? And also, why is it that when you read about God, you always think it's physical? You never think he's speaking spiritually. Think about that. You always, and not just him, not just Tar. I had to let Tar go because he was getting carried away. People always, they read the Bible and then Satan and their preacher interpret it as physical. He mean physical. Jesus is speaking spiritually. Some things he spoke about physical, but his speaking was spiritual. That's why he said you must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amazing. Todd, I had to let you go because you wound up really fast, and I was trying to slow your roll so I can see what you really meant about that. But the one thing I want you to know, Jesus did not encourage you to get high. He was not a drug dealer. Maybe a wine dealer, but not drug dealer. He made wine. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first time caller, Frankie out of New Jersey. Frankie, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Good morning.
Hey, Frankie.
I have one thing to get off my chest, and I'm going to keep it real quick. I really want a Tom Like a mug. I've been watching for a long time. I'm a long time listener. I believe it was Earl T or Russ that said it for the first time. And now I would like to have the same mug. I've seen you drink, but I can't find it on the merchandise website. That's what I got to get off my chest.
Go to Jesse Lee Peterson. Oh, do we still have that up there? Yeah,
I don't believe so. I just
go to JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Dot shot?
Shop. S-H-O-P.
S-H-O-P?
Yeah.
And it should be on there?
Yes. Let's see here.
The white one like you have, Tom Like a Mug?
I'm looking at it right now. Tom Like a Mug.
Okay, that was the first time I had ever heard that expression, man. I loved it. I thought it was so funny. So I have to get the mug. That's all I had to get off my chest, man.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm listening.
I will. Thank you.
Have a great day, man.
All
thank
right.
you.
All right.
That was Earl saying that.
Earl saying, Tom Like a Mug.
Beta.
Oh, Beta. Amazing. That was not Earl, I'm told. No, the mug, Tom Like a Mug, was not Earl. Earl. Amazing. Let me go to Harold out of New Jersey. Harold, you are on the air.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm a black man of 70 years of age. I remember being on welfare with my mother as a young man in New York City. She couldn't have, my father couldn't come by because if he was in the household, her benefits would be cut.
Yeah.
So black people have been on socialism, have been experiencing socialism for at least the last 60, 70 years and don't even know it.
Right.
What bothers me about most of these quote unquote conservative pundits and newscasters is when they get these idiots in the one-on-one and ask questions, they never ask the right question. The question is, if this country goes bankrupt, is the food stamps worth anything? Is Section 8 worth anything? We're $37 trillion in debt, and nobody seems to talk about it. Everybody keeps talking about giving away stuff.
Well, the Democrats want to keep that going. They got to keep it going because that's how they keep the votes. And they know that if people were independent and did for themselves, they would not support the Democratic Party because they would see that the Democratic Party is against them. So it's the Democrats, you heard, that want to keep it going. You heard my dummy said, if you vote for me, I'm going to give you everything free. I'm going to give you houses. I'm going to take somebody else's money, the rich, and give it to you. And the people voted for him.
And what they didn't ask Mandami when he was on Fox News, they had a conservative, supposedly pundit, asking him questions. One thing she didn't ask him was, if these are such great ideals, how come they don't work in Uganda?
There you go. But they're not ideas. Socialism does not work. And they know it. And you're right. Conservatives need to be a little more clear in their questioning, people. You're absolutely right about that.
Well, they need to do a better job of presenting the monetary ramifications of all these freebies.
Yeah.
Because to this date, I'm in North Carolina now. The state of North Carolina, back and forth to New York. And the bottom line is, when I ask a politician, how much roughly do you think we're spending on illegal immigrants? Nobody can give me an answer.
Yeah.
Nobody can get. They can't even give me a ballpark answer. And the bottom line is, this country is going to go belly up, and none of this stuff is going to be worth anything. And they never ask that question. How do you keep having babies from a man, but you can't find them when it comes time to support the baby?
Amazing.
That's beyond. And I had to pay for childcare when I was a police officer. I had to make my schedule work with my wife's schedule. And whatever gap we had to pay for childcare. Nobody offered me free childcare. That should be factored in before you even have a baby. Who going to take it? Who going to watch it?
There you go. Amazing. Harold, thank you, man. But this is what America has become. And if Donald Trump leave office, it's just going to get worse and not better.
Yeah, I know. The Republicans are
not good. Yeah, the Republicans are right. Oh, they want the vote, too, so they're not going to do anything about it. Thank you, Harold. I appreciate it, man. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Arizona and talk to Aaron out of Arizona. Aaron, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Aaron, speak up a little bit.
Hold on.
Are
Is
you
that
on
better?
Yeah.
No. No, I'm not on the speakerphone.
Okay, go ahead. I can hear you.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to get it off my chest.
Okay.
That, so before when I was hooping and hollering before I go to sleep and doing my hooping and hollering prayers, you would think that I would be maybe feel happy after that. I realized that sometimes before I go to sleep, I would feel like I needed to feel something, like I needed to feel an emotion. And if I was upset or thought I felt upset, but I maybe didn't know why, I would start to think of things from my childhood up until current that would make me happy. And I think, and maybe that I'm trying to ask you too, but I think that the devil was putting in my mind that I needed to feel something, that I needed to have some type of emotion. But now that I think back on it, I just needed to be quiet. I just needed to be still. I needed to not think at all. But the devil put in my mind that I needed to be thinking of something.
And you were taught by your parents and your teachers and everyone that you need to be taught. You need to be taught by an outer source. So it's everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And that's where sometimes, like even now, and I also wanted to bring up that, so women go through their monthly cycles. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And that monthly cycle will bring hell upon women with emotion. And it's almost like, now I know in the Bible it says something about, because Eve bit into that forbidden fruit, that, you know, she was going to have like pains, you know, from childbearing, that was something that was brought upon her. And I feel like because she did that, and now when I'm going through my monthly cycle or about to start it, I'm getting these emotions, like you're feeling sad, you want to cry. And it's hard. Like, I felt like this past month that I was really going through my hell. I was crying for no reason, like, you know, tearing up, I should say.
When she's
but I'm stopping
crying,
myself.
She's lying.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm telling myself that. And then, you know, then I would stop. And I'm telling myself, like, it's not you. But I was really going through it last month. And I feel like I'm really maybe starting to understand whatever, you know, people in Bond are saying about you're going through the hell, like you just, this emotion, this crying emotion, and it's usually like a sadness. It's not like an angry emotion, but like this overwhelming sadness that you don't know where it's coming from. Like the devil's really messing with you, and I see that.
Well, what happened is when the woman believed the serpent, and the serpent became the woman's God, little g, but God. And they fell away from higher consciousness to a lower consciousness, which is emotional fear and doubt and worry. And they fell to a lower unconscious state, which is doubt, mm-hmm. fear, and worry and emotions and stuff like that. And so that's why they cry, because their God, low G God, is very passionate and emotional. And so they have the same nature that Satan has, that evil nature.
Yeah. Yeah, and I completely understand that.
Are you overcoming anger?
Yes.
Have you overcome it all the way yet?
No, not all the way.
Then why
but
not?
But I feel like I don't know. I feel like for the most part I don't get angry. I feel like if I do get, well, I don't even want to say that it's angry. I feel like I get flustered in a moment. But when
Fluster is anger.
Okay. Well, when I'm in that anger moment, I realize that I'm I'm acting out, and then I stop. But I feel like I'm not there yet, but I know I will eventually.
You're not where yet.
I'm not fully there where anger has fully left me.
And why don't you drop it fully, completely?
I'm trying.
By doing what?
By staying present, by
that's
doing
all you
the silent
need to
prayer.
Do. And when the spirit of anger comes, don't identify with it, and eventually it will be taken away from you completely.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to do. And I feel like the more that I'm doing that, the more that the hell is coming out. Is that how it's supposed to? Is that like the process? Like the more that you're recognizing that you have this emotion, you say it's not you, you stop it.
Well, you don't stop it. You just be aware of it and don't react to it. But you need to let it happen, but be aware that it is happening inside of you and do nothing about it.
Okay. And that's what I'm doing.
Okay. Right on. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Thank you. And lastly, I want to go outside in the rain, and it may sound crazy.
I remember that song. Amazing.
All right, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
And you stay with it, stay with it, and just let go. Don't try to control thoughts and emotions at all, but don't react to them by calling them you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing. There are people working on themselves all the time. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Good morning again.
Good morning.
Joe asks, Derek, were you wearing eyeshadow yesterday?
I doubt it.
I don't think so. It's kind of like a J.D. Vance level. Maybe he has double eyelashes like J.D. Vance has.
Oh, maybe no.
Tom.
He definitely was not wearing eyeshadow.
Right.
For sure.
Tom, welcome.
Well, Derek. Derek said those are fighting words.
I know.
Amazing. Thank
Joe
you.
Joe on X. That's why I read it. Tom and gratitude. Welcome, Fallen State members.
Thank you. Amazing.
Gregatron, dear Jesse, I hope you had an amazing day off yesterday for your birthday. I hope it was a great birthday celebration. I wish you 75 more. Happy birthday, JLP.
Well, thank you, even though it wasn't my birthday. And I went to do Pearly Things show.
That's right.
And I can't tell you now. I'm so confused about how to tell you how to get it. I apologize for that. But
just Pearly Things.
I was doing her thing.
Just Pearly Things on YouTube.
Just Pearly Things?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but okay. It's not available yet.
No, the show, later. We'll let you know when the show is going to air.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know.
Josh from Georgia.
Thank you, though.
Biblical question response. How do you know?
How do you know when you're approaching Christ?
When the demon in me is feeling like the uncomfortable, deep inner pain that causes me to want to seek thrills to escape it. This is Josh in Georgia.
Thank you, Josh from Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest
later,
guys.
Let me take
a
break. 2 more hours to go. Amazing how fast the time goes by. The hate news is coming now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. We'll be right back.
a whole lot of mess going on in this old here world. Can you believe it? Wall Street's trying to recover. I don't know why, but they had a rough day yesterday or something, whatever. I don't even understand it. And shutdown is over, as you know, but there is aftermath. And flight cuts are still going on, you know. I think even though they're trying to bring it back to full capacity, it's, I don't know. There's a lot of, like, what do they call it? I forget the word. I'll tell you later. And those boat strikes. No, it's not boat workers who are refusing to work. It is our greatest president striking these boats that have allegedly drugs trafficking. It's terrible in the Caribbean. This is the end of hour one of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show already. It is Express Yourself Friday, the 14th of November, A.D. 2025. You can call in. There is one line open. If you're old, you call in like this with your pinky and your thumb. And if you're young, you call in like this with your hand flat like a pancake because you're holding the flat phone. All right? So either way, you can call in. Or if you're overseas, maybe you're calling in over a laptop or something. Somebody found some way to do it. I apologize. I don't have that handy for you. But there are ways to call in to our 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773 number, even from overseas. Cool. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports Wall Street's hoping to recover today from its worst showing in a month. On Thursday, yesterday, the Dow fell nearly 800 points, whatever that means, right? While the NASDAQ dropped more than 500 points, raising concerns about market volatility. And the government is reopening its agencies after the record 43-day shutdown. Huh. Ended a Wednesday. Roughly 1.4 million federal so-called workers who hadn't received a paycheck in over a month, still waiting for their back pay, of course, you know. Many employees across the United States told Commie Nonsense, talking to Commie Nonsense, that's basically treason. Kidding around. Maybe. That they're contending with more than 6 weeks of backlogs and thinner staff. Well, maybe they could stand to slim down some of these people, right? Shout out. The IRS backlogs in tax filings from some of those who filed for extensions will take 2 to 3 months to catch up, said Gibson Jones, president of the National Treasury Employees Union. Local 98 in Memphis, with more than 40 days of untouched mail at the IRS, he added, taxpayers expecting refunds should anticipate delays. Those people with their refunds. President Donald J. Trump's top economic advisor also estimates the shutdown likely led to a loss of 60,000 private sector jobs. What a mess. And flight cuts, a 6% reduction in flights at 40 major U.S. airports still in place despite the federal government reopening. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has emphasized that the FAA will only bring back to full capacity when it is safe to do so, all right? More controllers got to return to work. And more than 1,000 flights nationwide Thursday were canceled, and more than 3,500 delayed, per data from FlightAware. Some airlines told Commie Nonsense they'd anticipate more disruptions in the coming hours. Many travelers should plan for potential schedule changes and at crowded terminals. Notably, Fridays and Saturdays have seen the most staffing problems throughout this time because these trifling people want to take their Fridays and Saturdays off. We're not paid anyway, at least not immediately. What a mess. So I speculate, of course. So the U.S. military carried out their 20th airstrike or strike on an alleged drug trafficking boat in the Caribbean, killing 4. Rest in peace, you 4. But Trump had to do it. He's trying to protect the country. We can't be allowing all this drug trafficking to be going on like crazy, unabated, like they've been doing. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week. Lots of people responded. It's amazing, even on the road. How do you know when you are approaching Christ? You hear a lot about Christ, right? Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now, just now. You hear a lot about it. But how do you know when you are approaching Christ? How do you know? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com. If you got to run around and take care of some business, you know, take your kids to socialist coming to school because you just don't want to be home raising them. You'd rather be getting your ego fulfillment by being at work, and you think the kids don't appreciate you. Or are you a rallying at a protest trying to stop ICE baby from doing its job because it's fear, the thrill of feel like you're fighting for the illegal. Is more amazing for you than not fighting? Or if you're at Kroger fighting over whatever, you can still listen to your show. You can podcast, but you can still listen on your phone. Or you're just working out, walking, running. You can listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is. It's not what you look like when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you look like you're doing when you're doing what you're doing. Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I'm sorry. Relax.
Welcome to the circus.
Video from the morning of September 24th shows the moments an Inbound and Judah train came barreling out of the Sunset Tunnel near DuBose Park at 50 miles per hour.
What is that? I'm sorry. Relax.
Can you confirm that I just kissed your sister?
Is that a DEI driver?
This is true.
No. Stop.
To leave behind the things of this world.
That's right. Amazing, huh? 888-7753-773. Get it off your chest. Scott out of Illinois. Scott, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jesse? Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Are you on a speaker or something?
No, I'm not. Do I sound better now?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just doing a follow-up call. I called the I believe it was on the 4th. I called about, I'm the nut hut guy. I called about my wife and some advice on it.
You say you're the what guy?
I'm the nut hut guy.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. My wife, she trashed my stuff. I sent her to the mental health joint. And since then, since I called you.
You said your wife did what? She went into the mental health or you went into the mental health?
She went into mental health because she destroyed all my stuff, my TV. She ripped my, took a knife to my bed.
Oh, so and she's in a mental hospital?
I think they released her. See, they only keep you in the mental hospital.
My point is, she went and not you. Because your phone is not really clear, so I'm not hearing everything.
She went.
Okay, she went.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I'm just calling to give you an update. You told me to do the silent prayer and don't do the what ifs. Because that's double-mindedness.
Yes.
So I quit doing the what ifs, man, because I was terrified. Like, what if she, does this or this? I have my son. She's called twice or four times. She called four times, and it was blocked. I've had her number blocked, but I can see the blocked numbers. She called four times. I didn't answer it. I didn't have nothing to do with it. So I feel that. I'm doing well. I'm doing the silent prayer. Really, there's no issues going on. Everything that you told me worked, or that you suggested worked.
Yeah. How do you feel not having any issues?
I feel elated. I mean, I feel like a new man. I feel different. I feel like I got the power back. I got my power back from her because she broke me down for years, man.
Well, don't even feel like you got power back because of ourselves, we can do nothing. Of ourselves, we know nothing. But you just stay present, stay in the light, and the light is doing everything through you and for you. The light is causing your life to work perfectly if you stay with it.
Okay, yeah, I do need to remember that. It's not about me then, right?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, the sooner you stop thinking about you, the sooner it'll be over. It'll be over when you stop thinking about you.
Yeah, because there's still a little sting there. I still got a little sting there.
Meaning what?
Meaning, like, I still got, like, a little, like, the getting used to being by myself. Now, I'm not lonely anymore. I'm not lonely. I'm alone. But getting used to the change. My son, he's come over, but, there's also a problem there because he stays with my grandma and my mom a lot. And because they didn't want him around here when she was with me because she's nuts, man. She has a borderline personality disorder.
And how old is your son?
He's 3.
And so now that she's gone, why is he not back with you?
Well, he's been back the day, but my mom still wants him on the weekend. And my mom, she's a big liberal and stuff. And I don't want her to, like, brainwash, but what can I do, man? Like, what can I, like...
You cannot let him go. You're not forced to let him go with your mother.
Yeah, because I try to teach him conservative. I'm a hardcore, and our family was conservative, and my mom's the only liberal. I don't understand why my mom's a big liberal.
Well, that's not matter. Let her stay liberal. She live however she want. Don't judge her. But why do you let your son go over there or around her?
Because they're used to seeing him. I let him go.
So you're going to sacrifice your son's life with your mother because they're used to seeing him.
I'd like to change that.
Well, why don't you just change it?
Well, I'll have to tell her, and she ain't going to be too happy about it.
Why are you concerned if she's happy about it or not? Your concern is your son, not your mother.
Yeah, I understand that.
So why are you concerned how she's going to feel about it? Why do you think about that?
I just don't want to hurt her. I don't know.
What? You had the same problem with the woman you just drove you crazy. You can't hurt someone. If someone is hurting, that's in them and on them. It has nothing to do with you.
Well, I don't want her to see him.
I thought you said you had your power back, and you don't have your power to stand up to your mama.
I do. I do. I'm just going to have to be.
Where's your power when it comes to your mama?
I don't know. She's kind of intimidating, Jesse.
But I thought you had the power. Power.
I thought I had the power back.
Right. How old are you?
38.
Why are you allowing your mama to intimidate you at 38? Your mama's as crazy as that woman that was living with you.
Indeed, she is.
And so why would you sacrifice your son to your mother, knowing that she's liberal, she's going to destroy him?
Well, I mean, I just...
Who do you love more, your mama or your son?
My son, for sure.
Well, you know, I like it.
I know. I'm going to man up. I'm going to tell her this weekend. I'm going to say, listen, he's going to be here. That's all there is to it. We're not going to debate it.
Right. You don't need to argue with her about it. It's your son. And however she reacts, that's on her and in her. It has nothing to do with you. And if she does react, she's just doing that because she wants control of you. She wants you to do it her way and not your way.
Yeah.
And you're not responsible for that. That's happening inside of her.
Well, what about once a month? He can go over there.
Why?
What do you think about that?
Why are you doing it? Why don't you have a way to see?
You think I should just... Okay, well, that is a... Yeah. Let's wait and see what happens. I'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
You're right.
Because once you tell her that he's not coming over there anymore, she may go crazy too, and you'll see, I can't let her around him. She's crazy.
Yeah, unstable too, you know, and he doesn't need to be seen. She's too emotional, and he's cussing. He's cussing and stuff now. He's three.
Why not? You put him around your mother.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put that to an end.
And why are you afraid of her?
When I was a kid, she put the fear of God in me, man. I mean, she raised holy hell.
Had you gone and forgiven her?
I did.
So then why are you still afraid of her then?
Probably from the hell she put me through as a kid.
If you have forgiven her, there's no way she can still do that to you.
Well, what do you suggest I do?
Start speaking up, but don't be angry.
Okay. Well, I got to stand up to Big Mama then.
Because if you don't, your son's going to end up being like you. You're going to be weak and afraid.
I'm trying to raise him to be masculine, you know.
But if you're weak, you're raising a beta baby. Beta baby!
Yeah, I want that.
But you don't owe your mother anything except not to resent her. Because she can't help herself. Her mother did it to her.
Yeah, the funny thing is, my grandpa were married till he died, and he was a very conservative man. I mean, from Reagan to Bush.
But the mother wasn't.
If she wasn't, she didn't speak about it in that household. My grandpa wasn't
right
playing
on.
That.
Yeah. But even if they are conservative in whatever way, the spirit of the person is still evil if they are not overcome by forgiving. Because you're conservative, it doesn't change your nature unless you forgive.
Yeah, that's funny that you say that too, because I guess my grandfather's mom, and she was a nasty lady. I mean, that's what my grandma says.
Yeah. And look at conservative people. They're angry and judgmental. They have no love, but they're supposed to be conservative in their, I guess, material world. But inwardly, they have as much hatred as a liberal person does. There's no difference.
Absolutely.
Because their heart hasn't changed.
Okay.
So don't base it on somebody say, oh, I'm a Christian conservative. Don't go by that at all.
Yeah. Well, especially the women in my family.
Yeah. And the men, too, if they're not overcome mama. You're a conservative, right? I mean, you're conservative. Are you a conservative?
I am on 95% of things.
And so look how angry and fearful you are.
That's true. That's a good point.
You're afraid of your mama.
To some degree.
But you shouldn't be afraid at all. God has not given you a spirit of fear. That came from your mother, and her God, the small g, gave it to her because she resented her mother. So do what you want, Scott, but I recommend you say no to your mother if you want to say no, and don't be into that emotional crap, oh, I feel sorry for her. That's evil.
Okay. I understand that.
And stay with the prayer. Stay with the prayer. Your son is 3 years old. He needs you.
Yeah,
but he needs
amazing.
You to be strong, meaning don't have anger. Don't have fear.
All right. Well, I'm still a work in process as far as that then.
Yeah, stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Do not stop working on you. And eventually, you'll be done with that and you'll be free. But don't give up.
All right, then, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, buddy.
Okay. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Arizona and talk to Justin out of Arizona. Justin, you are on the air.
How are you doing, Jesse?
All is well.
All right, so I'll make this quick.
I mean, Arkansas, not Arizona. My bad.
Arkansas, yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, I heard Arizona. I was like, I don't know if that's me that he's calling on.
Right.
I heard Justin.
My bad. He black.
You're good. So, basically, like, when I first started listening to you, it's not that I didn't believe in what you're saying. I was confused by it. I was like, thoughts, like art, yourself, and all that stuff. It was kind of confusing, right?
Yes.
But over time, I was like, my life is an absolute mess, just a complete mess. So, I'll try anything at this point. So long story short, about over a year ago, forgave both parents. I'm a senior in college, but I work and all that stuff. But I've been watching my thoughts for a while now. Now I fully see it, you know, doing the sign prayer daily. I see it. I'm like, wow. Like, first off, there's a lot of evil that's inside of us, which is crazy. I didn't even realize any of that. And the other thing is, the more I watch it, I see it. I'm not identifying it, but he or whatever it is, that spirit, it's got a full-time job coming after me. Like, it is a daily thing. I just have to, you know what I mean? Like, it comes at you constantly. And even though I keep watching it, I guess my question is, will that ever fully be lifted away?
If you stay with it, I promise you it will. But don't worry about that. Don't be into thinking about when it's all in, I want out, because you're creating false identities when you do that, and you're trying to overcome. You want to die from illusions. You want to die from false identity. So, but don't worry about it. Don't think about it. It will. You will have a clear mind if you just let it happen. Be aware that you're feeling and thinking this way, but do nothing about it. And the light will destroy the darkness. It will destroy the evil. The good will destroy the evil. But you got to just watch it and don't worry about how long it's going to take.
Now that I see it, it is just wild because, I mean, whatever that thing is, it's not a fan of me.
No.
And it works overtime. And I don't know, why do you think that is? Like, why is...
Because evil does not... Evil lives in human beings. And it's called the ego, but it means it's the nature of evil. and it lives in all human beings. There's not one that don't have it. And it made a home of you. So you're like the place that is renting from. It's your body is its home, its house, and it doesn't want to leave you. And all your life, it's been making you think that it was you because it made you identify with you. Thought the thoughts and emotions, the so-called good ones and the bad ones, you thought they were your own, they were you. And so you have identified with it, so they cling to you. And they made you believe all your life with you. Now you're starting to see that they are not you and do nothing about it, and they will have to leave you, but they do not want to leave the body. Because they got, and right now rent is expensive everywhere. They got to find somewhere else to rent from. But if you just stay aware and don't do anything about it, go about your day, I promise you, Justin, they will leave and you will have a clear mind.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I, it's weird. I feel like this world or whatever we're in, whatever this life is, it's way more spiritual than a lot of people think. I didn't think it was spiritual at all. Like, for years, I was like, I don't know, God, evil. Like, but now that I see it, I'm like, what is going on? What, this thing has been here my entire life. I can now see it, just how it drove me. I'm not going to get into it, but, like,
right.
There's been some stuff over the last few years where I'm going, like, wow.
Yeah.
That has literally been controlling me. And then I was watching your videos, and then I put the two and two together. I'm like, my parents, like, hate their parents. And I'm like, how does this guy know this stuff? It's, like, kind of strange, but not strange in a bad way, but I'm like, what the heck?
I know it the same way you're starting to know it. It's being revealed to you. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself, because once you get, what you're going to discover in the beginning, you're going to discover who you're not. You're not your thoughts. You're not the emotions. You're not your job. You're not where you live. You're not your color. You're neither male nor female, even though you have a male body. That's not who you are. And you're going to see who you're not. And when you overcome who you're not, when you die from that, as Christ did, the real you will appear. It will appear. It'll be amazing.
Yeah, it just seems like a process, which I'm not complaining, but it's every day I go, you know, maybe it won't be fighting as hard today. But now that
you
fight, I'm like, it's a process. Like, every day I kind of wake up, I go, you know, maybe today it'll be like fighting less. Like,
no,
less
don't say that. That's it, not even you saying that.
It just kicks and screams all, like, most of the time, but I stay present, do my classwork, go to work and stuff. I'm not, like, turned out, but I see it. I'm like, wow.
That's whatever all you that need to is, do. And it's a light, and it's not light of yourself, you see it. It's a light of the truth. It's a light of God. It's a light of reality that is allowing you to see the evil. And the darkness hate the light, and the light will destroy the darkness.
Makes sense. And if a kid, say a kid has two parents who, like, hypothetically, they both forgive their parents, they've been working on themselves for years, they see it, right? Say somehow two of them have a kid. Will that kid again be born with that spirit of evil that he's going to have to overcome?
If the father and mother have returned to the father by forgiving and they only have love inside of them, there's no way the kid's going to grow up angry. The mothers and the father are reproducing the kids in their own image. They're angry and they destroy the innocence of the child. And rebuild the children, especially the mother, in her image, which is evil. That's why I say there is no such thing as bad children. It's only bad parents. And the children are becoming what the parents are.
Right. I mean, I haven't met it. Have you met any kids who had that perfect situation with the parents? Who?
I'm not.
I mean, I don't think I have.
It doesn't exist. Eventually, it will start to exist. And I'm sure somewhere in the world, somebody has found this, and they're now living it, and maybe they made kids, and they're doing fine, but it's very rare. All human beings are evil. That's why God said, all who are born of the woman, men and women, all who are born of the woman must be born of the spirit of the Father.
Wow. Yeah, so maybe there's a select couple somewhere in the world.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even think about it. You just work on you, and you'll become that light for your children if you should make some. Or you just be the light of the world anyway. Don't worry about that.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for taking my call and giving me your 2 cents about it.
Another thing I want to warn you about, as you let go like that, just give up. Let go. Evil gonna make you feel fear, like it makes you think that you are afraid to stop thinking. It makes you think that you are afraid. What would happen if I don't think anymore? What would happen if I just trust the light and do what's in front of me? You're gonna feel that, but it's not you. It's trying to deceive you because it wants to stay with you.
Yeah.
And so just be aware of that and do nothing about it.
I will do that. Yes, sir.
Amazing.
Amazing.
All right, Justin. From Arkansas.
Justin from Arkansas.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a good one.
You too. 888-775-3773. Let me go to North Carolina and talk to Isaiah, hold on here. Oh, no, wrong one. Isaiah, you are on the air.
Hey there, Jesse.
Hey, Isaiah.
So I had a question for you today.
Yes.
As a young man, I wanted to ask you, as a young man that struggles with commitment issues, I wanted to ask you, what advice would you give me?
What a commitment issue. I don't know what that means.
I'll say commitment issues as in it could be to work. It could definitely be to relationships I've had, just sticking with it.
But how do you commit to something? How is that possible?
How can I commit to something?
Yeah, how is that possible to do something like that?
Just going day to day and sticking with it.
And so why don't you just get up and go to work day to day? Why do you have to commit?
Well, for work, so I can, you know, make money, provide for a family one day.
But why do you have to commit? Why don't you just get up and go to work? Why do you have to have something called commitment?
I feel like you're obligated to.
But you need to get up and go to work so you can provide for yourself, right?
Right.
Why don't you just get up to do that? Why you need to have something called commitment? Why can't you just get up and go to work?
Right.
No, that was a question.
Oh, why can't I? I mean, I do. I feel like that's my role as a man, is to do that.
It's not your role as a man. It's your role. It's a gift from God so that you can take care of yourself on earth. You're not getting up and going to work because you're a man. You're getting up going to work because you want to keep food on your table, a roof over your head, put gas in your car. That's not because you're a man.
Right.
It's your gift from God to provide for yourself on earth, your physical body.
Right.
Why are you associating that with being a man?
I just feel like that's what I've always been taught. You know, you get up, you go to work. That's what you do. You don't complain about it.
I know, but that doesn't make you a man.
Right.
That's just making you being able to take care of yourself on earth, your physical body. But so why, and what other kind of commitment you want?
Like relationships. As I've had two like really great girls in my life, and when it came down to the nitty gritty, you know, good wife material women, I just can't commit to them.
Because you never met that. What's a good wife material wife?
A girl that's humble, loves Jesus, will be able to take care of my children one day.
That doesn't exist. Hold on a minute. Can you hold on?
Yeah.
You know, Christmas is coming up. 888-77-JESSE, back in a moment.
New Year's, all that coming up.
I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. A little, just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. I do personal shout outs for you. I will do them for you. Birthday shout outs, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations, encouragement. Whatever the shout out is, I'll do it for you. Go to Cameo. .com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And we have the best counseling service. And by the way, like these videos. I forgot to mention it. E-Black. Like the videos. Hit like. What else? We have the best counseling service on this side of the heaven. You may only need one, two at best, and some people like to come back once in a while. I just want to come back. Okay. By intervention, family counseling by phone, walk-in, or Skype, anywhere in the world for all who wants it. Go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. And don't forget, the end of the year is coming. Tax time. Donate to my nonprofit, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, tax deductible. And thank you all for your help. I want to go quickly back to Izell, a first-time caller out of North Carolina, and he has a problem committing. So, Izell, you've dated two women that you thought you needed to commit to?
Both those girls would be my wife one day, and I just couldn't take the next step with them.
And what was the next step?
Marriage.
And why did you think they would be your wife?
Because I believe they met the standards of a good wife that would be able to raise my kids.
And what's the standard of a good wife?
Kind, loves Jesus, will, you know, raise my kids in a Christian home.
And why did you think those women were like that?
Why were they like that?
I said, why do you think they were?
I believe they had a relationship with the Lord and wanted to be that.
Why
they
did
wanted
you believe,
to be that kind of wife.
They may have wanted to be, but why do you think they have a relationship with the Lord?
It's something they strive for.
That don't mean they have it. And so, if you thought that that was true about them, why do you not, quote unquote, commit to one of them? Commit to one of them.
I just felt like I'd struggled internally, felt like if I got married to them, in both situations, if I got married to them, I would feel trapped and not be able to get out. And if it went bad, I'd be stuck there.
Amazing. So it was more about you and not them. You weren't ready for it. It sounded like.
Yes, sir.
And so, what? Where did you get this idea that you should commit to the wife?
Well, I mean, the Bible says to.
And how do you do that?
By leading them.
But you can't even lead yourself yet.
That's right.
So here's, and your question for me is what?
How to commit.
Number one, forget about the word commitment. Let it go. And then if you don't think about committing, you would never have to worry about trying to commit. And all you need to do, Isaiah, is to seek what's right. Seek the light of God and live in the light. And the light will add unto you what you're supposed to have. Because you don't know what you want. You don't know what you need. You don't know what you're supposed to have. So forget about the word commitment and just seek the light and stay with the light. Come out of the darkness and let the light do the work for you. The light, the Spirit of God, will give you a life. It will work through you on your behalf. You don't have to do anything. Just get up and go to work, buy yourself some food, and don't look for a wife. Don't put anything before what's right. And let what's right take care of you. And if he want you to get married, he will put the right woman in your life, and you wouldn't have to put forth any effort at all to make it work. It is abnormal to try to make a relationship work. It means that something is wrong with you and her when you try to make it work. You're not supposed to, it happened naturally or it doesn't happen at all. But you got to get out of your mind that there is something you can do or need to do. Trust the light and don't trust your false self.
Wow. Thank you, Jesse.
That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yeah, I've forgiven my mom.
You told her?
I've told her.
What did you say to her?
I told her I forgive her from what she did in my childhood.
And what did she say?
I mean, she didn't have a lot to say.
Nice. And did you forgive your father for not protecting you from her?
No.
And why not?
I don't talk to him.
And why don't you forgive him, though? You know, you have to have that conversation if you can. Why don't you talk to your father?
He's been out of my life since I was three.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, I do.
So why don't you, as an adult man, why don't you go to him and find out what happened?
I've never really asked myself that.
How you expect to love God, whom you've never seen, but resent your earthly father?
Yeah.
That was a question.
I mean, I don't per se resent him. I've had my uncles, I feel like, stepped in and were more a father to me than my own biological dad ever was.
And why haven't you gone to him to find out why? You don't know his side of the story from him. Why have you asked, you a grown man, why haven't you asked him about it?
I've never felt the need to.
But so you're just going to hold on to the resentment all your life?
Well, no.
Well, why have you felt the need to go and forgive him?
I don't know.
That missing thing that you feel on the inside is not for a wife. It's not for children. It's not for anything physical. It's a yearning for the love of your father. And you're never going to... That would never be fulfilled until you forgive your father and your mother. And then God would take away the truth, would take away that emptiness and give you perfect love. It'll be nothing missing. But it's not going to happen, Isaiah, until you go and forgive your father. Your father loved you And when he left your mother. He didn't leave you.
Right.
But you don't know that because you haven't asked him.
Yeah, that's true.
And when you go and do it, and if you do it, don't have any expectations. If he apologizes, fine. If he doesn't, fine. If he says, son, this is what happened, fine. If he does, but you forgive him so God can forgive you. You're never going to love the father unless you love the son. Your father, whether he obeyed a father or not, he's still a son of God. He's just been turned away from God as you were by his mother. Your mother did to you what his mother did to him.
Mm.
And the woman he made the baby with you was his mother. Men, all men hate women because they hate their mothers, and every woman they get involved with, they can't have her. They don't know what to do with her because they have not overcome her. They make them her God, their God, and you can't stand up to your God.
Right.
So your father has the same issue with women that you have. You got to forgive him, though, so you can be forgiven by God, and then you'll be fine, but you got to forgive.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I think it's a good idea. I'm understanding what you're putting down.
And your uncles or no one else can take the place, not even a stepfather, can take the place of a real father. Only a real father can fulfill that emptiness.
Right.
Find your father, find out what, Dad, what happened? Why weren't you there? What happened? Hear his side out, and you don't have to agree or disagree, but hear him out and then forgive him.
Okay.
I'm sorry for resenting you, Father. Dad, I didn't know at the time, but now I understand. And
yep,
then, are you doing the silent prayer?
Silent prayer?
Do you know about the silent prayer?
No, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Go. I have a silent prayer on my YouTube channel, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. I recommend you start doing that, forgive, and then do the prayer, or do the prayer and forgive. And so that the truth can take over your life completely. You let go, and the truth will take over.
Okay.
And then you can see, are you a Christian?
What is it?
Are you a Christian?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, you still do your little hoop and holler prayer if you want. It doesn't work. But do your little hoop and holler and be still and know God, and you'll see the right way to go. You'll see the hoop and hollering is a waste of time.
Right.
So do the rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Forgive your father and your mother and practice staying present. Don't try to commit to anybody or anything. It will happen naturally.
Thank you, Jesse.
That makes sense?
Yes, sir, it does.
Was that helpful?
It was. It truly was.
Well, work on you. Go to work. Feed yourself. Keep a roof over your head. God gave you the ability to do that. And everything else he'll take care of as well.
Right. Thank you, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Mimi out of Maryland. Mimi, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Mimi.
How are you?
Amazing. All is well.
So I just have a question because I recently just started really listening to you, like, regularly.
Uh-huh.
And I am really confused because you say thoughts are evil. You say be present. You say there's no need to put in effort. It will just happen, right?
Yes.
And so I'm confused as to, like, what about the basicness of just planning for your life? Like, you know, for example, I about a year and a half ago, a thought came into my mind to start a business. And I spent the last year and a half pursuing that thought and actually creating a business. Isn't that a thought?
Well, even that thought basic thought about starting a business, but that thought is not your own either, because God give, unless you're doing it for ego reasons, God give you the ability to thought about start a business and how to do it. If you're not trusting yourself, but trust that, it'll be fine, because it's practical thought. You don't live by the thought of a business. You build a business, you run the business, but at the end of the day, you close the doors and you go home.
Okay, so my confusion lies.
You don't live by that.
Okay, so I don't live by that, so it doesn't run my life.
Right.
Is what you're saying? Okay,
but if you do try to live by that, it will run your life, because you will be afraid of losing it. You will be afraid of not making enough money. You'll be afraid it's not working. But if you just don't, your life is not about that. It's what you do, but it's not who you are.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And I have allowed this business to run my life to a certain degree.
Right, that's why you have no peace, because you're afraid of losing it.
Yes, this is true. I'm afraid of losing my means of living, like to be able to survive.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's not normal to be afraid of that. All fear is not of God. It's all ego. It's all of evil.
Okay, so my other question is if I get closer, okay, so I did what you told me. I forgave my mom, forgave my dad again. I did it wrong the first time, so I did it again.
Yeah.
And I accepted that I have evil in me, right? I did all those things and I accepted it. And yes, I've tried the silent prayer. It's really annoying, but I'm going to continue doing it.
Annoying in what way?
Because my mind runs a million miles a minute, and it's like I let it be. I let the thoughts be, but it's like I almost feel overwhelmed in the process, and I want to stop, but I keep going. I would say this. When I stop, when I'm done, I do feel a very, like, a sense of peace, but it's, like, short. I feel it for, like, 20 minutes, and then I'm back to the way I'm normally. So it's not easy.
And so your question about it for me is what?
My question is that if we're not supposed to, like, the more I do this and the more I walk towards the light, which I'm assuming it means Jesus, right? I walk toward, and I let the Lord, like, the light flow over me and everything like that. Will my thoughts ever be good, like not evil?
All of your evil thoughts, which are not your own, will disappear, and you will have a clear mind, because you will have the mind of the light instead of the mind of the darkness, which is evil. The light will get rid of the darkness, because the darkness hates the light. It will get rid of it and give you a clear mind. And it won't be you,
so I'm not supposed to have,
but it'll be the light in you, not you.
So I'm not supposed to have any thoughts.
Except practical thoughts.
Except practical thoughts.
The best thing you can do, if you want to be free, do what you want. But if you want to be free, stop thinking about you. If you stop right now, you could be free if you never thought of you again.
Can you explain what that means? Like, not thinking about me, like, you mean like what I'm going to do today, or how my feelings are feeling today? Like, are you talking about those thoughts? Like, not thinking about me?
You can do the practical thing. I got to go up and go to work. I got to be there at 8. Oh, I have my own business. So I need some extra soap to sell, whatever you're selling, right? But other than that, don't think about you at all.
Okay. That's going to be hard.
You're going to prepare for dinner. I think I have some collard greens and okra. And maybe I threw a couple of ribs in there. tonight. And that's for your physical body, but it's not about you.
Okay.
Why would it be hard to stop thinking about you?
Because I do things according to how I feel. So I have to recognize how I feel in order to do it.
And who are you?
A child of God.
Why do you think you're a child of God and you're in misery?
You don't know that you're miserable until you just name it. Like, I didn't know this was misery. I thought this was normal living.
And you thought being sad and lonely and angry, insecure, shy, suicidal thoughts, all that anxious and stress, you thought that was normal living? Why did you think that was normal?
I don't have those thoughts, those things. I would say I was very manipulative. I was a very manipulative person.
And why do you think that was normal?
Because my mom is manipulative. So I just learned through association and you normalize it.
Oh.
All my friends are manipulative, my girlfriends.
But you don't even like, you don't even like people like that, but yet you're that yourself.
How do you know I don't like people? You're right. I don't like people like
that. What the?
You're right.
And so who are you? You say you're a child of God, so you told me who you think you belong to. But who are you?
I don't know.
So what is it like living not knowing who you are?
It's bad. I don't like it.
So why don't you find out who you are by finding out who you're not? You're not your thoughts. You're not the emotions. So it's all good emotion or bad. You're not your business. You're not your job. Why don't you find out who you're not so the real you can appear? In order for the real you to appear, the not you must die. You must die from the ego nature, which is evil, is of your father, the devil, the little father, the small f, but of your father, the devil. You and the devil are one. That manipulated personality you have for the light or spirit is of your father. You and evil are one. And yet you call yourself a child of God, but you don't even know what that is.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Okay. I said that makes sense.
Can you hold for a minute?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. 888-7753-773. The hate news, not the freak news, but the hate news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
those boat strikes are terrible and awe-inspiring, because I don't want to say awesome. And the severe weather, even here back in the out west, and there's supposed to be some rain happening. Could be mudslides and flooding and this crazy stuff, because, you know, last year, or the beginning of this year, actually, the fires went out of control. Thanks a lot, L.A. Really. And I guess the arsonist or whatever you want to call that guy, allegedly. But mainly it's L.A. And California. And then now we're having plenty of rain. Hopefully maybe fire season will be tamped down, but there'll be mudslides because stuff hasn't grown back to prevent the mud from sliding. And Blue Origin, explain that, space deniers. The rocket company founded by Amazon billionaire and Washington Compost owner. Does he still own the Washington Compost? Jeff Bezos launched a landmark Mars mission. A big old rocket to send a couple probes or something to space, to Mars. Nice. And by the way, those Chinese astronauts returned to Earth after a delay. They, more than a week after debris cracked a window in their spaceship. Imagine the scariness of that. What a mess. And nice. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Express Yourself Friday, guys. So get it off your chest, you know. It is the 14th of November, AD 2025. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often, all right? Just in case a line opens up. It is hake news, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. That's where you can find my shirt. It's under tees or shop or stores or something. And then after the Hake Report, The Fallen State with that Father Daniel Brandenburg guy who cusses with his priest's collar on. And then after that, American Anchor Baby. He's back and better than ever after a couple of days of rest, if you will, traveling. Very cool. Now, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reporting on those boat strikes. 20 boats have been struck by the Trump administration. The attack brings the total number of people killed, four were killed recently, by the military's strikes on the alleged drug boats, to 80 people dead. Rest in peace. CNN has reported the U.S. is using a variety of fighter jets, drones, and gunships to carry out these strikes in the campaign officials, military campaign, that is, not political campaign, say it's meant to disrupt the flow of drugs into the United States. Probably going to be effective, if it hasn't started to be effective already. People are going to be less willing to be drug runners if there's this threat of a strike. Trump officials acknowledge they do not necessarily know the identities of the individuals aboard the vessels before they are targeted. But they do know that they're running the drugs, I would assume, right? And severe weather, a strong Pacific storm sweeping through the California, raising the risks of flooding, mudslides, debris flows, especially near burn scars, they're calling it, in the Los Angeles area. On Thursday, the storm moved through northern and central California, coming down with a mix of strong winds and heavy rainfall. San Francisco already received an inch and a half of rain, about 75% of the city's November average. Meanwhile, temperatures across the central and southern United States rebounding after that Arctic blast brought record-breaking cold to several states, or at least a few, maybe more than that. Some Midwest cities saw their first snowflakes of the season and could see a daily record high temperatures on Saturday, forecasts show. Fun. And Blue Origin, the rocket company founded by Amazon multi-billionaire Jeff Bezos, launched a landmark Mars mission yesterday, Thursday. The New Glenn rocket, it's called, carrying a pair of satellites now on a long journey to the red planet, Mars, to study its radiation conditions for future explorers. Two spacecraft that are coming to come out of that rocket are expected to reach Martian orbit September 2027. Wow, that's a long trip. Pretty cool. Anyway, they're going to try to do reusable stuff like SpaceX, Elon Musk's thing. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3. We'll be right back.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Okay, a rainy day in L.A. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Rainy, 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 but I love the rain. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, how do you know when you are approaching Christ? How do you know when you are approaching Christ? How do you know? How do you know? I want to know. How do you know when you're approaching Christ? We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you got to be over at Kroger fighting. Or whatever, because whatever reason, I'm talking to my the workers, if you're out and about doing fighting at Kroger or Cougar or Kroger, whatever you call it, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast, listen to the show, and while you're fighting, you're listening to the show. And then after over, you go home to rest from your fight, you can still watch it. But on your phone, you can be listening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Get it off your chest Friday. It is Friday. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I'm sorry. Relax.
Welcome to the circus.
Video from the morning of September 24th shows the moments an Inbound and Judah train came barreling out of the Sunset Tunnel near DuBose Park at 50 miles per hour.
I'm sorry. Relax.
I was just taking a nap.
Can you confirm that I just kissed your sneakers?
According to a report.
This is true.
Stop.
To leave behind the things of this world.
What? No. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. What a mess. And it's going to get worse. But you, if you take control of your own world, you can have paradise. right here on earth, or you could keep hell. You could stay in hell right here on earth. Let me go back to Mimi. Okay. I want to do this before I go back to the phone. I'm going to finish up with Mimi. I talked to her, but she got. It's going to get worse, but here's more proof. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. Whether you know it or not, and I've said it over and over again, human beings, the nature of human being has no good in it at all. It is worse than you can even imagine. And you're not going to understand the depths of how evil human beings are, the nature of human beings, until you see it in yourself. It's bad. I mean, just seeing how they treat one another is not enough. But wait until you see what's driving them. And you're not going to see that until you see what's driving you. And you're not in control. Never will, never can't, never ain't, never will be in control of you. It's impossible. Impossible. That's what you are to me. Impossible. Yeah. It's impossible. And it's going to get worse. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. Human beings are evil. Look how they treat one another. And they roam the earth to see who they can hurt. All for the thrill of it. And they call that thrill life. And then they cry. Because what they're doing to others, they're really doing it to themselves. When you think you're burning others, you're burning yourself. You're miserable. And it's going to get worse. Washington Post. And I wonder, is this like a Kroger kind of a mother raising of a child, the food stamp mother or something? I wonder about that. I don't know if it is or not. Washington Post is reporting a 12-year-old girl, 12, and it's going to get worse. A 12-year-old girl has been arrested in 2 counts of robbery in Northeast, the D.C. police said. In one, you tried to take a bicycle from someone riding home from a store, but fled with the groceries instead. Watch this from Fox 5 D.C.
Tonight, people are stunned that the robbery suspect is just 12 years old. Police say the 12-year-old and a group of juveniles were out here on the 200 block of M Street Northeast trying to steal someone's bike but snatching their groceries instead and running away around 7:45 last Wednesday night. Around just 20 minutes later, someone is riding a scooter on the Metropolitan Branch Trail near the 1300 block of 2nd Street Northeast. Detectives say the 12-year-old girl and a group of juveniles grabbed the rider's book bag, stealing the scooter and a cell phone. And then this past Sunday, that's when police tracked down one of the suspects, that 12-year-old girl, charging her with all the robberies. People who live in the neighborhood are shocked that the suspect is so young.
God, where her mother at? Where this little girl mother at?
What the?
Where they role models at? Where's the adults? That's the question we all are trying to figure out.
It's a sad, unfortunate, reality that we live in.
And tonight, police tell me that they are continuing this investigation.
It should be, where are the police? Bring back the police. Fund the police, folks. Bring back bail bonds. Amazing, huh? And it's going to get worse. Human beings are evil. Even the Bible said an angry person is an evil person. Do not trust an angry person. The Bible is in the Word, but for some reason it's omitted. And they tell you, oh, anger is good. If you didn't have anger, how would you function? You need anger to protect yourself. You need anger to whoop your children, they tell you they're pushing evil and calling it good. And then they say, Christ was angry. They're lying. They are promoting their father evil. The little, the small F, but evil. 12 years old, and it's going to get worse. If you see your parents stealing, going in the store, taking stuff, fighting with people, what are you going to end up doing? It's bad enough that the parents don't have love anyway, and then they're fighting too. Of course, you're going to think that's just fine. Especially at 12. Did you hear about an Indiana University professor was removed from teaching white supremacists? She was, according to this report, she was teaching white supremacy, and she was removed. New York Times is reporting this. A professor who showed a graphic laboring the Make America Great Again slogan as covert white supremacy has been removed from teaching a class under a new Indiana law. Why is this from WTHR?
While Jessica Adams was unable to do an on-camera interview with us, she says she used a graphic known as the Pyramid of White Supremacy in her diversity, human rights, and social justice class, and this was on a lecture about systemic racism. This is the graphic she used. As you can see, there are several terms around that pyramid, but the two that sparked the complaint are Make America Great Again and police killings of people of color. Adams says the student accused her of tying two terms to white supremacy. She denies that claim and says this was all a misunderstanding. Senator Banks' office was the first to receive that complaint, and that's when the deans of her College of Social Work pulled her from the class. One of her students tells us this class typically allows for all kinds of discussion, and what it says what's being accused was never brought up.
None of these things were mentioned at all. And this is something that I say from my perspective. And then also, of course, my cohort is very close, and we collectively do not recall this having happened.
Adams still teaches three classes at IU and is not sure when she'll be able to go back to this specific class.
So you can go to class dressed like that and then talk about Make America Great Again as racist or white supremacy? It should be illegal to be, is that a man? I think, it looks like a male. It should be illegal to go to school teaching in a dress at a ponytail. What the? And so, if this is true, and this man is saying that Make America Great Again is white supremacy, is black power black supremacy? Is black excellence black supremacy? When did Making America Great Again become white supremacy, to want your country to be great? All people should want that, all American citizens. Amazing, huh? If anything, we need more white babies. If ever we need more white babies, we need them now, Lord, because white women are not having babies. I want to show you this graphic from the New York Times. This graphic shows the average number of children born to women in select countries. And regions. Watch this.
Yeah, just like you said, this graph from the New York Times, you have a number of different colored lines, and they all follow a downward trend, interestingly. But you see France, Norway, U.S., Hungary, and Canada are at the bottom.
Amazing. The white countries.
Correct.
So Mexico have more babies than Americans?
So this is average number of children born to a woman. and on the left, you see this middle line is Mexico.
Well, that's the only thing children born to a woman.
Right.
They're not born to a man. But anyway.
You see, Mexico in 1960 had 7 children. Average number of children born to a woman was 7. And in 1960, for the U.S., looks like that was between 3 and 4. And that kind of similar numbers in Europe. And as the years have gone by, we get to 2020, U.S., Canada, Norway, Hungary, those white countries are at 1-ish.
Whoa.
Mexico. But the interesting thing is all these other countries also have found a downward trend. Mexico went from 7 to 2. East Asia, Latin America, Middle East, Eastern and Southern Africa, Central and Western Africa, all downward. It's actually only one line that went up.
And what was that?
Israel.
Right on. Israel. I love Israel. Made some Jewish babies. What the? But we need white babies. What the? Let me see that white supremacy graph that woman was using. Well, that professor was using.
Oh, the one that the professor was using?
Yeah. Do you have that? You may not have it.
No, I get that for you.
Derek says in the chat, the white supremacy graphic. We need white babies. This is why we have White History Month. I believe I was
talking about this
7 or 8 year coming up soon. Yeah, that one.
The one the teacher was using, right?
Right.
Check it out. This is the one that got him in trouble, I believe.
Yeah, it's supposed to be calling that white supremacy.
This one. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we'll come back to it. But it's that's right amazing, because you didn't know we were going to want it. So
yeah, I just went and found it in the video. But yeah, this pyramid shows what they're calling overt versus covert white supremacy. But it looks like they got in trouble for merely showing it.
Amazing, huh? In the white man's country, in your own country, you're not allowed to have white babies. You're not allowed to say all lives matter. In your own country. What a mess. 888-7753. White people, y'all better be trying to have some babies because the country has been taken over by non-whites. It's going to be over. I already know it's over anyway, but there'll be no way it's going to ever come back. Let me go to Jay out of California. Jay, you are on the air.
What's up, Jesse?
All is well, Jay.
I called you last time. Hey, I don't feel nothing no more. I don't want to watch no programs. I feel like the whole world evil. There's nothing I can do. The only program I watch is yours.
And when you say you don't feel nothing, I don't know what you mean.
Like, I don't feel anger, hate, love, joy, nothing. Like, I just block.
And how did it block, become block?
It feels good.
Oh, okay.
It feels real good. Yeah.
Do you want to be feeling those things?
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Okay. Right on.
I don't feel things. I feel block. Like, I just feel nothing.
And are you doing the silent prayer and staying present?
Well, I am present. That's why I feel blessed.
Okay. Oh, amazing. Well, thank you, Jay. Stay with it, all right? Oh, amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Utah and talk to Christian out of Utah. Christian, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing, man?
All is well.
That's good to hear. It's good to talk to you, man.
Thank you.
Hey, I was just wondering if I can get it off my chest for about a minute or two.
Well, go ahead.
All righty. So, I talked to you last year, and I was asking you how to forgive my parents, and you gave me some advice, and yes. I did that. And that went well. And I haven't been doing the silent prayer, so I've been kind of in and out with that just because of laziness.
You have not been doing it, you say?
No, sir.
Okay,
no.
Go ahead.
And then I have been just trying to stay present, and I've been watching your shows, and I really appreciate everything that Bon has to offer and all the insight that you provide. I still feel anger, and I know it's not me, but I feel it so intense in my body sometimes, to the point where it's like, it's making me tremble. I feel like I can't stay in the present moment, but I do just look at my body, like you say, and just try and come back to the present and do what's in front of me. But I just want to know what's wrong. Like, I don't know why I feel so much tremble, and it's almost like it heats up my whole body and I just can't control it. And I just want to know what's wrong with me. If you can give me that answer, if not, I understand.
And why do you think something's wrong?
I just, when I feel all that in my body coursing through, and those thoughts are, I guess, telling me to overreact, and I don't, but I do sometimes, it's just a mess.
And how do you overreact at times? What do you mean by that?
If I can give you an example, the other day, it was just a road rage incident. Somebody was tailing me, and then I ended up, you know, giving them the finger, whatever. But then they came back at me, and we're just trying to see, you know, like, what's wrong with you? Like, what did you do that for? And, like, I didn't threaten them, but my body went into this weird trembling sensation, and I let my emotions overtake me. And I just kind of welcomed him to come over and do whatever he wanted to do, and I just literally exploded. But I know it was just the emotions running through me.
Yeah.
But I did overreact, and I know in that moment it just didn't feel right. Yeah. And even he, I remember he mentioned something in the heat of the moment, saying, like, you're an angry man, and that kind of resonated in my head. And I realized that, but I don't know.
So who are you?
I don't know, sir. I really don't.
You those emotions, since you don't know who you are, those emotions are in your body, but they're not in you. Are you the emotions?
No, sir.
And
feels like it.
I'm sorry?
But it feels like it.
Yeah, you're right. You do feel it in your body, but you're not your body, and you're not the emotion. And then it's the thoughts that try to force you to do something about it. And they need, in order for them to stay alive and stay inside of you, they need a reaction from you in one form or another. And so as long as you're just watching them and doing nothing about it, feel it, sleep with it, walk with it, live with it, don't talk with it, but live with it, eat with it inside of you and do nothing about it, I promise you, eventually, the light will destroy the evil darkness. Those spirits are evil. And the light, if you let it, will destroy them, and they have to go make a home in somebody else, and you will be free of them. They won't be able to control you anymore because they won't live in you.
That makes sense, sir.
The reason you're feeling overwhelmed by them is because you're not doing anything about it, and that they tremble at that because all of your life they've been getting a reaction from you. You've been overreacting, you've been blaming others, you've been trying to hurt others and all kind of stuff, and you were giving them life and you didn't know it at the time. We were deaf, but you didn't know it. So just stay with it and don't worry about how long it's going to take or how painful it is, because it's not happening to you. It's happening to the false self and not you at all. It feels like it. I understand that you do feel it in your body, but those feelings are not yours, and they're not you, and they're not from God.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I will just stick with it.
And so, like, let's say you had this road rage. You really should try to avoid that because people are so evil. Now they'll shoot you or whatever, right? But So what now?
And that's what I was going to say, sir. Like, something bad could have happened.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky for that, because in the heat of that moment, I welcomed that, and like something inside of me told me, like, come over here and just do something if you're here to do something. And I was welcoming that evil, but I know it wasn't me. And it's just, it was a big mess. And I realized that.
Yeah, but just realize, wow, I overreacted. And just know it wasn't you. Be aware, but do not judge yourself about it, because those things made you do that. And then once you did it, they're going to make you try to make you judge yourself. Oh, I'm an awful person. Oh, I thought I was this. It's not working. Don't do that. Just realize you overreacted because you went unconscious, and do nothing about it, and you'll be fine. But if you judge yourself, you're going to create another false image of yourself. And now you got to try to overcome that. Stop creating images at all. Let them pass.
Yes, sir.
And just stay with it. It's going to be fine. I know it's rough, but it's not you. It's the demons in you, the evil spirits in you. And they are shaking in their boots at the fact that the light is shining on them. And they're going to have to leave you. And they do not want to leave to you. They do not want to leave you. They want to continue to cling to you, but not leave you. So you'll be fine.
Thank you, sir. And I really appreciate everything that Bond has to offer, and everything that you do. And just for conversation's sake, I truly think that you are a good man. And God bless you, Jesse.
You too, and you stay with it. And good is the nature of God and people who return from evil. And so it won't be you, but it'll be God in you. You stay with it.
All right.
And I don't care what happened. Don't judge yourself. Don't argue with this thing. Lay your weapon down and let the Spirit of Truth fight your battle for you. And he will live in you, because he will destroy that old nature of fear and loneliness and worry or whatever it is. He'll destroy it. And then he will make a home in you, and your life will be perfect.
That sounds amazing, Jesse. Thank you.
Let me know how it goes.
All right. God bless you, Jesse. You have a good day.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Every human being has this evil in them. There's not one. And there's no such thing as a good person. And when you do overcome evil, and if you stay with it, the good that take over will be the good, the nature of God, and it won't even be you. And you won't take any credit for it, because you know it's not you. 888-773-773. Super chat.
Biblical question response from Jim in Alaska.
How do you know when you are approaching Christ?
Once you forgive and start your journey, you are approaching Christ.
Amazing. Thank you, Jim. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Anthony with the free weights on the dumbbell emoji sticker thing. Anthony L., thank you, sir.
Amazing. Stitching thing. Thank you. Amazing.
Cloud Bops, welcome back. Jesse Haken Grew held it down. Strong arm, cool sunglasses.
Right emoji. On. Thank you. And thank you. Thank you, hey, again. And I have the best crew on this side of heaven. Really. They are committed. They work hard. They're smart. They come up with amazing ideas. And I'm grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Cloud Bops. Fazul, she would have kissed Jazzy. But that would take all day.
That white lady that kissed the foot.
Maybe Jasmine Crockett.
Jasmine Cricket. Remember that woman?
Yeah.
What a
terrible.
What a heifer. Amazing.
Thank you, Fazul.
Thank you.
Anthony.
You know what a heifer is?
Yeah, it's a female cow, right?
How you know?
Because grew up around people from the country.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L., snack fight at Kroger's, must be 225 pounds to participate.
That's right.
And we'll have to read the rest later, guys. The treasure chest and scratch-offs are happening.
Treasure chest is now open on DLive scratch-off on pills.net. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. A couple quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up. The Hake Report at the top of this hour. The guy with the good hair, he white. And after that, at 11 a.m. on Fridays, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. The FallenState.tv. A fun and interesting discussion with Father Daniel Brandenburg. He's an author and Catholic priest. He has a new book, Leader Like No Other. Why is this?
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you a sinner?
Totally. This morning, I got mad at someone. I said a little, choice word.
Did you have your collar on at the time?
I did. Yeah. Makes it even worse.
And, you said earlier that Jesus was God.
He doesn't say the words, I am God, but he says, I am. That's why they wanted to kill him. They considered it blasphemy.
Would you ever follow a woman?
Yes.
Babe.
Would you?
No. What the? Babe. What a bait! Amazing. Support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel, the FallenState.tv or locals.com/ Jesse Lee Peterson .locals.com, I think. Am I right? Okay. And then like these videos. Like! And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Right after the Fallen State, every Friday, flying high, not off pot, not off fentanyl, not off acid, not off psychedelics, but off natural energy given to him by God. And you're not going to have the blacks fighting on this flight. They're not allowed to fight. Amazing. At around 12:15, somewhere in there, Pacific time, right after the Fallen State. And then I'll see you on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Sunday. For the fellowship. And the fellowships are amazing. At 10:30, the doors open. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. You can watch it live wherever you are. Rebuild anywhere in the world. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Thank you in advance. Make sure you donate and like the videos and all that stuff. Let me go quickly to the busy phone. Stephanie is a first-time call out of California. Stephanie, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
I wanted to answer the biblical question.
How do you know when you are approaching Christ?
When you can see the thoughts, when you can see the not you, that's when you know that you're not in the dark, that there's light.
Amazing. Very interesting. And I want to respond, Stephanie, but as you know, I got to wait until Sunday. Thank you for that, though.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
Stephanie, have you dropped your anger?
I dropped it, but it sticks to me.
Meaning what?
Meaning that it screams and scratches all day.
And what do you do about it?
I do the silent prayer, and I watch it.
Yeah.
I try not to identify with it.
Right on. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Have you forgiven your mama?
I did.
How did that go?
She didn't say anything. She went fine.
Okay. Right on. And your daddy, how did that go when you forgave him for not protecting you from your mother?
I forgive him. He's dead.
Oh, okay.
I forgive him.
Right on. Well, you stay with it, all right? And I'll respond on Sunday.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now. 888-775-3773. Anita out of Los Angeles, California. Anita, you are on the air. Anita? Is it Anita? Anita, you are mute.
Yes, I was.
Okay. Amazing. Amazing. Go ahead.
Amazing. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
All is well.
I should try it in your accent. Good morning. I don't know how you say it.
Country.
I know.
You could take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy.
In my country, we call it the village. You can take the man out of the village, but you can't take the village out of the man.
That's right. What the?
So, I wanted to ask your opinion or your view on how to approach dealing, not dealing with, but like understanding the situation in my country. Particularly because we, for example, don't have social security. We don't have old folks homes. And our parents don't necessarily have retirement plans. So I do know for sure, especially after learning from Bond, that taking care of our parents is their responsibility. And so when I learned that, I, you know, got off the roster of automatically sending my mother money. I am, however, aware that she has no income and has no retirement.
Does she have a husband?
No, my father died when I was two.
Oh, okay. And so you want to know if you should continue to send her money or not?
Right.
You should only do it if you want to. Do not
right.
do it out of guilt.
Right.
And if you want to do it, you do it. And if you don't, don't. And that right. way you can't go wrong.
Right.
But you're not you're not supposed to do it out of obligation.
Okay. Your phone is breaking. I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, I can. Don't do it out of obligation.
Mm-hmm.
You muted yourself again. Oh, I muted myself. Oh, I muted that time with the cough button. But because of time, just if you want to do it, do it. But if you feel like you got to do it and you're feeling guilty about it, don't do it because that's not love. You're not to blame for your mother not preparing her life for old folks' time.
Right. My mother has particularly never required it of me. I initially perceived it as kind of the mindset or what happened because of the trauma and being angry at her.
Yeah.
First, that was my perception. Right. Like,
what did she say when you, because of Ty, what did she say when you stopped sending it?
No, she didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Mm-hmm. She didn't say anything, but my sisters who send her money too were like, what the? And I'm like, yeah, I don't have money for her.
Oh, so your sister didn't like the fact that you stopped sending it?
Yeah, she didn't put it that way, but you could tell she was like wondering what's going on. Like, don't I know that this is something we need to do? And I was just like, she's not on my budget. And she was like, oh, okay.
How did they know you stopped sending it?
Because prior to stopping, we had discussed, you know, based on the budget and the required money for monthly expenses, and we had kind of split it between, you know, the two of us, the older sisters. My two younger sisters were not really part of that discussion. And so, yeah, that's kind of how she knew, because my mother must have told her, I think. Right.
See?
Yeah,
let me just say this, then I got to run, but only do it if you want to do it. Don't do it out of, can your mother work?
Not anymore. She's retired.
But why is she retired? She need money.
Because they retire you.
Her retirement don't pay her?
No, we don't have that in my country.
Oh, okay.
We don't have like social.
And
we
so
don't
she's
have
not allowed. Home. She's not allowed to work.
She is, if she wanted to.
So why does she go to work then?
I'm not sure if.
So
she
you
could
guys
get a job
are taking care of her.
I was, and
I bet
she,
if
like,
you guys stop taking
back.
Care of her, she'd get up and find some food some kind of way. But Anita, I gotta run because of time. But do it if you want to. If you don't, don't. Because she can work. What the?
No, she could. She's just older, much older now and slower.
Well, to just walk to work slowly.
Can I ask the biblical question?
Real fast.
Yes.
How do you know when you're approaching Christ?
When you dropped your anger.
I appreciate that. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Sure. You're welcome. Thank you, too.
All right. Amazing. 888-77 Jesse. Super chat.
Super chat.
Jermaine. Good morning, Jesse and crew. It's Friday. What the? It was the 3rd of September. That day I will always remember. That was the day my daddy died.
Because that was the day my daddy died. Amazing. Thank you.
Jermaine bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. When you need biblical question answer.
How do you know when you're approaching Christ?
When you neither disagreed nor agreed with anyone, seeing the illusion, you will be able to deal with anyone with true love.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Calvin in Ohio says, this is for Hake about yesterday. You use that verse a lot, but you and other people didn't notice the lowercase g in God's. You are right that God said you are gods to the judges in the Old Testament, but that is because God gave the judges, the Jews, divine authority on earth to pass judgment. I would like to go more in depth on the I am statement, but I work all day on Thursdays, so he can't call in for Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Right on, Calvin in Ohio. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kevin.
And Derek says, boom. But Jesus said, when they accused him of calling himself God, right. He said, is it not written, I have said ye are gods. Boom. Back at you. Brian.
There, in your face.
Brian gave 3 coffees. Pardon me. I shouldn't mock your name. Braun says, thank you, Jesse, for helping me forgive my mother. Tomorrow, I want to forgive my father for being weak.
Right on.
How should I do it? How should I phrase my apology?
Dad, I'm sorry for judging you. I've been judging you. I realize now I'm weak, and I can't even do for myself nothing. Something else showed me. I understand. I am wrong for judging you or being angry at you, which is judgment. Amazing. I wish you well. Let me know how it goes.
Over
thank you.
On pilled.net,
Right.
White Wing 1776. Hope you had some good barbecue while you were here in Texas. Big smile.
I did. Thumbs up. Because I was in and out. I didn't stay that long. But I did. It definitely crossed my mind. But Pearl made some food. It was so good.
Wow.
Oh, man. Somebody better hurry up and marry Pearl. Indeed. If you want a good cook and a good wife, she will become a good wife for you.
Facts.
Amazing. Thank you.
And David on X. Jesse is usually right, but not this time. Let that little boy see his Grammy.
No. He said she was a liberal and all that, and he doesn't want to. He's only doing it because he's afraid of her. That's not a reason. Let your son see your grandmama. What's up?
Emotionally unstable. He's cussing now.
Right. Yeah, I said the boy now cussing. Only 3 years old. Why would you sacrifice your son to that? And she screwed him up. What do you make you think grandma ain't going to screw up your kids? What the? Thank you, though.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Cesar Caesar. Hey, Jesse, I watched Revolver last night, and ooh, boy, oh, Lord, not George. That movie's amazing. I'm going to have to rewatch it 2-3 more times. Jesse, you old dog, do you have any more movie recommendations?
I can't get enough watching Revolver. I like that. What's that Christian movie I like, but it kind of beta? They cry.
The Chosen series.
I like the Chosen series, but they made Jesus a little bit too emotional. And then they propped the women up. Like the women are the great disciples, right?
Yeah, blameless.
And they made the men seem weak. For those reasons, they're emotional, but the words of Jesus and all that, you can enjoy that.
Yeah.
You can learn from that. Amazing. Thank you.
Melissa W. in North Carolina 3, answer to the biblical question.
How do you know when you're approaching Christ?
If you go by the Bible, you are closer to Christ. When people want you to stop spreading God's word and will try to forcefully silence you in any way they can, which can include early death.
Thank you.
I'll put
my two cents on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Jesus, thanks as always, sir. Over on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you.
Tom, three coffees, BQ answer.
How do you know when you're approaching Christ?
When the thoughts don't matter anymore.
Amazing. Thank you.
Caesar or Cesar.
I'm glad everybody, the people who are working on themselves, at least you're working on yourself. Believe me. Stay with it. Amazing.
Yeah, cool. Cesar, it's amazing to see the main character in Revolver do this silent prayer while in the elevator when it shut off. It was a great visual representation of this silent prayer. Have an amazing weekend, everybody. Celebration, Tan Hands.
Thank you. The elevator scene was amazing. It was like, what the? I want to interview Like a Virgin husband one day. I want to know, how did he know?
Like a Virgin's husband, as Madonna's husband, Guy Ritchie.
Ex-husband.
Ex, yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Once a husband, always a husband is what I believe.
Oh, yeah?
I'm kidding. David on X says, Dr. Peterson, please help us differentiate between your thoughts you ignore and where you get your words.
And where you get your words?
Yeah. You know, you ignore thoughts.
Right.
But you speak.
Oh, the words come. Ooh, a good question. The words come from the spirit of truth. They will come to you. The spirit will speak through you. It really will happen naturally. But you got to trust it by not trusting the thoughts. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, David. He also asked, should a believer look for a mentor?
What's a believer? I'm a believer.
Christian or whatever, you know. So should you look for a mentor? Don't get hung up on that word.
I don't know. I don't know. Understand the question.
All right.
Yeah. Make it clear either by calling me, 888-77-JESSE, or in your super chat. Make it a little clear.
Lines are full, but call in every so often just in case one opens up.
Yeah.
Patient Riot, I don't know who I am, but I'm not my emotions or thoughts, and it's a start. Thank you, JLP. Donate to Bond, y'all.
Thank you. And yeah, help us to help others. Take money to do all this work. Pay employees and all that. Thank you.
Very cool. Someone said movie.
Rebuildingaman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND.
Very nice. someone bought a coffee, recommended some movie that was interesting that he saw. Jesus learning about his self growing up. Of course, the real Jesus was already pouring his heart out. Talking about Jesus' childhood, I guess.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'll check into it.
Thank you for the tip over there.
Yeah.
And shout out to the supporters over on the Rumble crew, you monthly supporters. You know who you are.
Thank you all, monthly supporters. I appreciate it, really.
As well as the D-Live crew, Bill West, Aries One. Oh, Bill West gives... Oh, nice. Thank you, Bill West.
Thank you, Bill West.
And
amazing.
Games for Rec and the rest of the supporters on the D-Live crew. Very cool. And Chris from chat answering the biblical question.
How do you know when you're approaching Christ?
You'll know when you see the beard, robe, and sandals.
Okay.
Silly Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Whatever. Thank you, though.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Thank you all. Let me go to first time call out of Ohio. Ian, you are on the air.
What's up, Jesse? I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Amazing. Thank you for
calling. You're the goat, man.
There you go.
I got a question.
Okay.
I've been with my girl for about 5 years. I took her virginity. She listens to me. She obeyed me. So I wanted to know, and for other gentlemen out there with their girlfriends, how do you know if you do have the right one? The one sent from God.
Stop having sex with her. Don't live with her. Just date her. And you focus on you seeking what's right. And you will know without a doubt. Mm. But you got to put seeking what's right first. And as long as you have her first, you're never going to know what's right. And you're going to end up marrying the devil. And the two of you will fight.
Wow. So, never heard that.
Yeah, stop having sex for a year. Don't live with her for a year and see what happens.
That's amazing. All right, I got one more question.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
No, but I got rid of all anger.
But how did you do it without forgiving your mother?
I believe my father kept me from my mother. He was in the household with my mom and me as a family. Until about 12 years old, and then I actually moved with him. So I never lived with my mother.
Okay, so you don't hold anything against her at all?
No, and I know, you know, she got all this. You know, I know the evil comes through the woman. My dad always taught me that. Like, you know, they just got all that anxiety and all that extra stuff going on. So when that comes out of her, we just kind of like, that's just mom.
How do you, because of time, how do you deal with the evil in your girlfriend?
Amazing question. And you helped me so much, Jesse, because now when it comes out of her, I recognize that it's not her.
Yeah.
And it's something working through her. And I even tell her this. So, and I tell her, when you come out of that, we'll talk. And she even comes up after like, hey, I'm sorry for saying them things. I appreciate you realizing that it's not me and I shouldn't say them things.
Has she gone and forgiven her mother?
Her mother died.
Oh, okay.
But I'm teaching her everything you teach me. I'm teaching her. We even watch your videos together.
Well, is she living with you?
No, she got her own house. I got my own.
Okay, just cut out the sex for 1 year only, and you'll see if you should marry her.
I got one more question.
Are you able to do that?
It's tough, but, you know, I have been going longer than ever without it because I don't need it. I don't let it control me. I used to let it. Whenever I wanted to, we would do it.
Right.
But now it's usually, you know, around her when she wanted to do it.
You had another quick question. Go ahead because of time.
Yes, sir. Before I go to eat, are we supposed to pray for our food?
You should at least take a second, kind of be aware that you're about to eat, look around the table there at the food, and then eat without going unconscious. You know, be aware of the bite and the tune and take your time so you don't go unconscious and you'll be fine.
Oh, mate. All right, so I don't have to say any words?
No, you don't have to.
Jesse, thank you so much, man. I love your show. I love you. You helped me so much in life. Thank you.
You're welcome. You stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. And you haven't seen anything yet. It gets clearer.
Oh, thank you, Jesse. I even say that. Me and my brother, we watch you too. I got an older brother. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. We own a gutter company, so
right,
we use everything you teach us in our gutter company, in real life, with our girls, everything. You helped us so much.
Right on, man. Well, you stay with it. God is with you.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Good morning, says Nicole over on punchy.tv/JLP. It's my birthday, Stevie Wonder singing. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to me. Nice.
Nicole?
Yeah, Nicole.
Happy birthday, Nicole. What the? And many, many more. I hope you live to be 110 like Monsieur. Amazing. Happy birthday.
Wow, Monsieur, 110, really? Matthew gave Black Praying / Thanks Hands over on Bond JLP on right. Cash App.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. Listen, folks, for those who want it, those who want to overcome their thrills, their misery, their loneliness, their sadness, suicide thoughts, or whatever, you can let it go, but you got to see that you have it. Go and forgive. Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. Practice stand in the light and not in your head. We're living in the past or the future, which is an illusion. It doesn't even exist. And when you do that, you are one with evil. All angry people, it doesn't matter if you think God is your God, doesn't mean that he is. All angry people are children of the devil. Whether they know not Christians or whatever, drop the anger, you can be free. I am out of time. The Hate Report is coming now. And then the FallenState.tv and then the American Anchor Baby. And I'll see you on Sunday. Thank you for your support, your super chat, your donation and everything for helping us to help others. I do appreciate it. And those who are helping, I mean, are being helped, thank you for giving back as well. Take care, folks. I am out of time. Brat, a first-time caller from Montana. San Diego, a first-time caller out of California.
Santiago.
Jared told me San Diego. You black, both of us black and slow. James from Kentucky. Marion, out of Michigan. I am out of time. I'll be seeing you on Sunday and then on Monday and when the Lord is willing. Take care, folks. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a 5-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingaman.com or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.
Thank you, JLP.